Welcome, citizens of Night City, to the Time of the Red. A cyberpunk dystopia of corporate wars, cyber psychos, booster gangs, netrunners, and tech implants, all while society barely holds itself together. This is Chrome Trigger Run. Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode one of our Cyberpunk Red actual play Chrome Trigger Run. Please, celebrate.
Yeah. I'm psyched for this.
I'm so nervous.
I have so much caffeine in me.
We can tell here. Something vibrating off the camera.
I really am, yeah.
Let's go for a record character death day one.
In this system? Maybe. We'll see. So I want to introduce my good friends, Mr. Kellen McCoy, John Grimplin, Mark Watroba, and Jed Hykus, as they are the players, and I am your humble game master, Jake Hutchison. We are playing through a pre-written adventure from Artelsorian Games, recommended to us by Rob Barefoot over there. If you have not watched our episode one, our episode zero, because it's our session zero, go watch that. We make the characters if you're interested in that. If not, and you just want us to shoot people, then stay here, you know. But we have a great night planned for you. It's going to be a good time with some story. You might get into some combat, going to get into some lore here. But I always want to start off with a little bit of a bant, a little bit of an icebreaker topic. So we have created our characters, as I said earlier. What part of making a character in Cyberpunk Red is your cybernetic implants. A lot of them are very fun. A lot of them are funny. A lot of them are pretty innovative, things you wouldn't think about. What is something you guys in particular would love to have when it comes to cybernetic implants?
I mean, I can answer that immediately.
Yeah.
I want to get Sandevistan.
Sandevistan, yeah.
cyber arm with pop-up grenade launcher. Easy.
Anything what that, would you do with that reinforces the back?
Instant fireworks.
Yeah, Jed is thinking very playfully with this.
Yeah. Mark, instant fireworks. Mark was like, I want something to help my back. And Jed's like, explosions.
Yeah. Like, I'm surprised by this.
I want to be the fucking Flash.
Like, okay, so just imagine just doing that with back and legs. That way I can lift things and not feel like, oh crap, I just popped something. Or, hey, I rolled out of bed today. Ow. Like, what did I do?
You can tell me and Mark have, like, labor jobs. I want to be able to work so fast. No, wait.
This is what it is. Jed just turned 30 recently. Well, Mark and I are the old guys here, so, mm-hmm. So we're kind of like, yeah, I think I'd rather that. I personally, this is probably a hot take, and this is probably a dangerous one, but the idea to be able to like plug into a computer and then control it with your brain, I would love that.
No, I definitely understand that. It's just, you know, God.
I'm too afraid of the computer controlling me, so.
And see, that's the thing, is that I'm just like, I feel like if having that kind of technology would also give me the control that I would need, I would be a netrunner, like easily in, like, the Cyberpunk universe.
Except here's Jake going, oh, God, I wonder what's down here. And then it's just big blaring things called the NSA. And then just security systems just fucking wiping.
In Soviet Russia, net runs you.
Jake, have you read Hyperion yet?
No. Oh, I'm working my way through Way of Kings, dude.
Well, that's going to take you like 8 years.
You're correct. So. Yeah, that is completely correct. Kel, what kind of cybernetic implants would you like?
I don't know. I'm like blanking. I'm like, what would I want? What's practical?
Big penis.
But also, what?
That is a thing.
I am perfectly happy with my penis. It is a proudly average little man.
Man can't improve what God made mighty.
So I guess Yeah, fuck it. I'll take big penis.
There you go. Is there one that allows you just to turn your brain off for like a couple hours and refresh immediately? Is that an implant?
Oh man. There was one time when I was dealing with some stuff, mental health stuff, that I was like, if I could just have sea cleaner for my brain. I legitimately thought that.
Is that a thing?
Like, could I just sea cleaner my brain, just get rid of all the junk?
I'd take a search bar.
That too.
How about this as an implant idea? 8 hours of sleep and you actually wake up feeling rested.
Yeah. I literally just got back from a conference where the entire subject was AI, and this guy named Brett King, who's he's a techno-socialist, and was speaking at this thing, and he's written a bunch of books about technology in the future and AI specifically. And he was just like, oh yeah, and then in 10 years everybody's going to be wearing glasses and buying things with their eyes, and traditional banks are all going to just turn online. It's it's terrifying, but also very convenient.
Yeah.
And it's all going to be run by NFTs and AIs and Bored Ape Yacht Club.
He was literally talking about the end of physical currency because economies are going to move beyond that.
Okay.
We're slowly fading into modern day, which is modern day TTRPGs instead of
here's the thing. I'm already cashless. So I don't actually even care anymore.
I think I have
90% of people.
I think I have a $10 bill in my wallet, and I that is the first time in a long time I've had a.
The only thing I transact in cash. The only thing I transact in cash is
hard drugs.
Yeah. Besides that, it's Chinese food and Tim, because he's a cash man.
He is in chat right now saying, "I quote, nah, cash is forever." So.
We'll see, Tim. They're going to start charging. Yeah, I agree. It'll probably be for a very long time, longer than he was saying. But I think eventually they're going to charge you to use cash. There's going to be a fee for processing it into digital.
It's like trying to pay with pennies. The cashier is looking at you fuck you, dude.
So they're going to charge you extra cash to do your digital transaction.
As you don't understand, there's a limited number of bitcoins.
I say, why not bring back shillings, like gold and copper coins?
What about pieces of eight? You know, when you snap coins apart, and then you're like, oh yeah, you take four to a order or something like that.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, or what was the old thing? I think it was just called trimming, or something like that, where the rim of a coin, they were able to cut the edge off of it and then melt that down, and then it after a while they would build up enough.
I guess when all of your money was gold and silver.
Yeah, just was actual precious metals.
Yeah, yeah. chunk off some of this gold. I'll use it later. I'm gonna heat it up.
Coin clipping. Thank you, Twitch chat. Yeah, coin clipping. Yeah, and the government hated that. They're like, stop clipping your coins. Well, I want to. What's really funny is that I didn't. I expected nobody to say their phallic pieces, so I was going to say, look at us all swinging big meat, but
known facts.
I was like, oh, I didn't expect that. All right, well, my joke wouldn't have landed. So I want to get into the story itself. So for every if you guys have not watched any of our stuff before, for every campaign, every beginning of an adventure, we open up with a cinematic piece. So sit back, relax, get some music going, and get in, or chip in, as they say, in the cyberpunk universe. Get the music going. The shot opens in a corpo office. Marble floors shine to a mirror finish. A singular glass desk adorns the center of the room. A window stretches floor to ceiling and wall to wall. In the center is a man silhouetted by the light pouring in from the morning sun. His tall and imposing presence that he normally carries is dampened by a heavy burden. His large, outstretched hand braces himself upon the glass window, while the other clenches a mostly empty glass of scotch. The light steps of an underling can be heard as she scurries into frame, holding a glass filled with Pappy Van Winkle. When she finally makes it to him, he rips the glass from her hand and pushes the empty one into her chest. Another! I need to think. Sir, I don't mean to intrude, but we have a meet. Another, I said. Noble won't want to do business with us while this fucking gremlin continues to do this shit to me, to his family. Should I reschedule the meeting with the Arasaka ambassador? And he looks at her deep in her eyes and says, do whatever the fuck it takes to kill him. The man points down to the street below. I want a bullet in my son's head now, or I'll put a bullet in yours. Yes, sir. Right away, sir, she says, running away for her very life. A moment pauses before he shouts at her again. And turn that stupid, shitty van into scrap metal or so. Help me, God! His voice is immediately drowned out as we are transported to the scene below that brought him to such anger. Our camera snaps to the side of the van. Looking at the back wheels and the license plate that reads Prodigal. Smoke and dust bellow up from the road while the 80s-style van runs circles around a gaudy fountain statue depicting the man we saw earlier. Round and round by rat plays far too loud for a human's well-being. I knew right from the beginning that you would end up winning. I knew right from the start you put an arrow through my heart. Round and round.
Round.
Gosh. We just got demonetized.
No, no, we gained. I see in Twitch chat, we got a bunch of followers.
Bot muted.
Gosh. Corporate security comes running out from the building, firing rounds from their fully automatic assault rifles just as the camera slides into the back of the van. A netrunner sits in a chair with an array of monitors and cables attached to himself. Mark, please describe this netrunner.
All right. So this netrunner, Wisp, his name is Wisp. He's a relatively young man that grew up in a slightly malnourished in one of those mega structures you may have heard about. Left him kind of less of the strength side and more of the intelligence side, more pale. But his eye implants give him slight of a contrast, so they constantly keep changing colors. And kind of go between blue, gold, and kind of inspired from like the 2000s. Edgelord existence of like the Hot Topic era.
Yeah.
His garb, he usually wears black jeans, t-shirt of an old band that no longer exists, or perhaps people don't even know about him anymore, and a long tapered trench coat that was once found in an alley on a failed musician that pissed off the wrong ganger, and along with various cheap rings on his body. So, and he wears a spike choker and wrist guards, as well as steel-toe army surplus boots that come from the same era of Nitro's music sense. He is no better, especially wearing headphones that blast eardrums with 80s, 90s punk and grunge metal scenes. His hair shaved on one side, part flipped, and wears customized visor rig.
The driver of this van pokes his head into the cramped space and replaces a can of Freon to keep the Netrunner from burning alive. Jed, please describe this nomad.
So you see a middle-aged guy, got dirty blonde hair. He's wearing nomad leathers, which is kind of like Mad Max-ish trench coat duster. Guy's wearing tight mirror sunglasses. It's at night though, but he's wearing sunglasses anyway. He does not care. He's played by William Zabka, who, for those of you who don't know, is the man who plays Johnny Lawrence mm-hmm. from The Karate Kid, but also Cobra Kai, which is one of my favorite shows in today's day and age. He leans back and slams this Freon canister into place, and he looks at Wisp and goes, last can of Freon! We're taking lead! You get it yet?
Wait a goddamn second. Apparently they put some more countermeasures since last time I hacked in here.
Better hurry up. We're going to be switch cheese unless you...
All right. Oh, okay, it's good. Go.
With the screech of the wheels and a crash, the van goes flying off the elevated parking lot and onto the road below. Followed by two corpo assault trucks, the battle takes to the streets. Shots are fired between the pursuers and the pursued. Suddenly, Nitro... The Nomad looks at the dash of his van. Error warnings and status messages read critical.
Wisp, we got a problem!
What the fuck do you mean?
A critical error has occurred! We need to wrap this party up quick! Quick, give him the big business and let's ditch!
Nitro hands over a massive proximity mine with four sticks of dynamite taped to the top, cemented together with C4 plastic explosives, with a label on it that says, "The Running Man." Dumbfounded, the Netrunner takes it.
Okay, here we go. Get fucked, ass clowns.
And with a light toss, the bomb is armed and thrown into the street, and the van doors are shut tight. We zoom into the face of the Militech soldier behind the wheel of the car following our edgerunners. His jaw drops as he knows there is no time to swerve away from the shoddily packaged case of death placed before him on the road. A quick flash and nothing is left. A massive explosion rocks the entire block in North Pacifica. The crater that was just left releases steam and smoke into the air, while tiny little rocks and rubble fall back down to the earth, followed by two hunks of flaming metal that used to be Militech vans. The Nomad's vehicle slowly drifts into the parking garage, the sound of broken parts rattling around with each turn and rotation of the wheels. As they park haphazardly into a spot, the engine shuts off, and then the entire undercarriage falls out like a dumpster being emptied onto the concrete floor. Kapoosh! Nitro and Wisp step out from the truck, embarrassed to see the state that their vehicle is in.
Woo! Can't believe that happened. What are we supposed to do now? Walk back to the family? We need a ride. You know anybody we can call?
Not at all. Well, unless no one at least has a ride. However, all is available in the night market, my friend. We need to pick up more smokes as well.
Night market, huh? Let's pack up here. We got some eddies to swing around. I'm sure we can find a hunk of junk to get us out of the city at least.
Nitro pulls out an old military rucksack and begins filling it with wires and components from Wisp net running rig. They jump into the first elevator they see and both light up cigarettes as the doors close. And from there...
Sweet.
From there, we find ourselves in a market district. A few blocks away, a TV set... A few blocks away, a TV set plays the latest news in the middle of a bustling night market scene. "Good morning, it is I, D-Bag, with the Night City Shock." A man played by Mickey Rourke appears on screen after an over-the-top graphic slides off. "Everybody's favorite mouthpiece for the beautiful Night City. We have some wild local news to tell you about first. But first, let's hear the latest from our very own Kelly Obmeyer with Tuning Into the Music." And graphic appears on the TV with a guitar amp getting plugged in and then exploding to reveal a young woman, played by Tina Fey. She appears on the TV in front of a concert venue, clearly recovering from a devastating fire.
Oh my God.
Just about every rocker likes to have adoring fans, and they really love to have large crowds at shows. But when the blood starts pumping and the sweat starts dripping, who is responsible for the fan that takes it too far? This is an issue that some in the suburbs have been dealing with. From graffiti on buildings to trash street corners, fans have been tearing up residential zones during and after shows. Blocks have been hiring lorries to go after the bands, hoping to have some kind of accountability. Are the bands responsible for the show? That is not always the case. Promoters mostly pick the locations, and they tend to hit high traffic zones. There is zero regard for residents. The band Digital Divas has been plagued with after-show collateral damage in the form of fans lighting nearby government offices and police precincts on fire. There's been a call to cancel their concert series until their promoter does something about it. Sizzle Jams, the Digital Divas promoter, has refused to shut down one of the hottest alley bands in the city. When asked about the band's song, "Burn It Down," with lyrics like, "You can clean up the tower, but can't clean Night City. Only fire will make the filth burn away." Sizzle Jam simply had this to say on the matter. Another woman appears on screen in what appears to be an impromptu interview on the street. "It's music. I'm not telling people to do dumb shit. People do it without us. No one at Sizzle Jam's is holding a gun to anyone's head. Crime is crime. Don't blame us." Does Sizzle Jam's have a point? Are bands responsible for their fans? It's a debate that isn't going away anytime soon. An ad slides on screen as a transition. I need to show you this, actually, because This is directly out of the book. I did not make this up. Hold on. All right, so I'm going to show to players, and then I'm going to show everyone at home. Hold on. There it is. So we see this. This is an ad out of the book, like I said. And so this
so
is
cute.
The, yeah, this is horrible. This is the Sanrio Hello Kitty.
Cute little gun.
So that gun comes up on screen. It says, bring on the sunshine, bring on the smiles. Hello Cutie is here. Wash away that cyber psycho frown. Grab the best get in town. The cutest piss on the market. So adorable, they'll bleed pink. The Alali girl grabs the gun off the graphic and says, ooh woo, what's this? As the
you can do better than that, Jake. Do it again.
Ooh woo, what's this?
That's better.
There you go.
As the ad slides off screen, we see D-Bag again. Now back to the local news. A couple of bozos decided to take on the corpos once again, but made sure to give them one hell of a good time. Check out this footage one witness had. You see a high-rise view of the scene that just transpired with Nitro and Wisp, but this is from, like, up high. And you can hear people commentating over it. Oh, my God. What's going on? Oh, my fucking God.
Round and round.
Yeah. Now, I'm obligated to tell you all that if you see these fine gentlemen, to please alert the authorities so that they can be put in jail. We zoom, and the screenshot that they're showing on the television is the two of them in like, the front seat of the car, both, like, screaming wild, going crazy.
Oh shit. I'm still trying to imagine D-Bag. Like, somebody hired Mickey Rourke to be a TV anchor. They really have a specific brand.
It's called Taste, Kelly.
I mean, he wouldn't be the most handsome man in Anchorman.
No. We zoom out to reveal the person sitting behind. We zoom out to reveal the person watching this is sitting behind a stand in the middle of the night market. John, please describe the person watching this television.
Well, my character's name is Thaddeus Strom. His street name is Shotgun Surgeon. He stands about 6 foot 5 feet tall. He's got kind of a shortcut blonde hair. He's played by Mads Mikkelsen. So he's an intimidating looking son of a bitch. He's got these weird, like, small sunglasses that go across his eyes. He's smoking a Black and Mild because he's a gentleman. And he wears a long duster that hides the tech setup he has on his back so he can carry two guns. And he has a large, heavy handgun on his front hip that's really more of a presenting iron. You know, it doesn't really get the business on. It's like a nice watch.
That's fair, yeah.
But yeah, he is a tall, imposing figure.
Yeah. So this solo continues cleaning the barrels of his double barrel shotgun and looks to his friend, a fixer.
Hey, Hagel. Check out these goons on the news. They picked a fight with the corpos. Hell, I think they even got away with it, too.
The camera shifts, and we see the fixer he's talking to. An older man with a toilet seat hairline and a spotty, patchy, close-cut facial hair. He is currently talking with an older woman, handing her a box of what appears to be medical supplies. Kelly, please describe this fixer.
Yeah, like you said, he's got the toilet seat hairline. He's always wearing some sort of hat. He's got like a mismatched wardrobe. Like, it's not like he's got no style, but it's like not. It's just like lots of vintage looking clothes, pretty tattered but like nice. But yeah, like nothing really matches. It's a chaotic style of just like kind of fancy old clothes. He has like a cybernetic device in his ear. He has a crowbar just like hanging from his belt that's like looks really well worn, small pistol, and he has a dog.
Not a lot of animals left in Night City.
I was about to say it's a rarity.
Yeah, but the thing about Hagel is he never goes anywhere without Milo. Milo goes with him, and There's nothing he'll defend stronger.
Very cool. And what does Hagel say to the woman as he's handing her these supplies?
I remember you said the pharmacy denied your life savings. Your life-saving insulin. So I pulled some strings and got you some from a friend.
The old woman looks like she is at a loss for words. Hagel, I can't pay you for this. I had to pay fees for when I filed for an appeal. Can you at least hold it here until I get my Social Security payment on Friday? Hagel, the fixer, hands it over without a word.
Just take it. I know you'll pay me back for it. I'd rather have a paying customer than a dead one, you know.
I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything, Kim. Just take care of yourself. I'll see you on Friday.
Kim takes the box and walks off, stifling back tears. Hagel joins his solo, his strong arm, over at the television to look at the so-called goons on the news.
So, what exactly did happen?
Not sure, but those Kropers weren't happy about it. I can't imagine these two are still alive.
Go!
What? Hagel and Surgeon turn around to see the two men they just saw on the television standing before their dinky stall in the night market.
I need a van. Miltech, if possible. You have one? Got a price?
You know, you look exactly like the two that we just saw on the TV. Any relation?
No relation. I still need a van, though. Could use some preem freen if you have any, too.
Just call it free on, you idiot.
I understand, but a man as infamous as you must have the eddies to supply such a wild lifestyle. Let's start talking about budget, and we'll see what kind of thing you can get.
I don't have eddies to give you right now, but...
Enough, you're pissing me off. You're scaring away the other customers. Now get out of here before I have to skin iron.
Like you got any other fucking customers here.
Look, I won't tell you how to do your business. I'll tell you right now. I would not try outdrawing a product.
Now, that's a name I like to hear. What exactly are you doing in the city limits to cause...
Beep, 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 beep. Hagel gets a call on his agent and steps away, leaving the conversation between his hired muscle surgeon and the potential new client, Nitro and Wisp, to stand awkwardly amongst the tension. Suddenly, the camera shifts to a view from about 50 feet away or so. The vision is faded and stained red. Heavy breathing can be heard with every step to the crowd toward our characters.
It's a nice piece you got there, though. Do you actually use it?
When I have to.
Use buckshot or slugs?
Depends on the situation.
Right. So where did,
You idiot! A voice rings out from behind Nitro and Wisp. You fucking gunk! You absolute asshole! The three edge runners turn slowly to see one of the Corpo security personnel lumbering toward them, with armor plates on their body shredded from shrapnel and dripping with blood. You were gonna be my promotion. I was gonna put your head on his desk, and I was gonna rise to the top. I'm not leaving here until you're a cold, hard corpse. She brandishes a katana and jumps toward Nitro, swinging swift and wide. Nitro ducks backward, taking out a handgun and firing once at close range. At the same time, Surgeon points his double barrel and fires off one slug at the Corpo security. She quickly deflects the round fire from the handgun and cuts the slug in half. However, what she does not see is the slug from the second barrel fire 0.67 seconds after the first. The slug rips through her arm at the elbow, completely dismembering the limb, then plows a hole through her upper torso, immediately dropping her to the ground as a cold, hard corpse. The body falls to the ground at the feet of Wisp.
Didn't think anyone would have survived that blast. She must have been made of special stuff, some preem shit.
His black boot kicks into her armor, causing the place to clatter. He immediately begins to scavenge.
Some stuff to steal props. I have no fixer that'll take these weapons at that high she has.
Haggle rejoins the group again after his phone call.
Gentlemen, we have a wonderful opportunity. Please follow me to your brand new car. Quickly, before the cops show.
And as our group walks off, the text comes on screen. Chrome trigger run.
Woo!
Hey!
Let's go!
Round and round!
Oh my god.
So I am going to get into the actual storyline that we're going to be starting off with here. So this mission is called Digital Divas Burn It Down. Haggle, the phone call that you got was from a friend of yours, a contact that you have in Night City that sort of cues you into random jobs around. Let me get some music. Hold on. Let me get some music going on here.
Round 10! Okay, I'm done. Last time, I swear.
The monitor.
So the band Digital Divas has been rocking it out with a series of street concerts. After every show, since the release of Burn It Down, someone has started a fire, and it's clearly a case of arson. The band has been vocal about their disapproval of the firebug, quote, and at one point told a reporter that they weren't going to perform until the person was caught. But Sizzle James, their promoter, made them walk it back a day later. Unknown to Sizzle James, the band has reached out to the characters to find the arsonist and put an end to the fiery terror. Unfortunately, it doesn't pay a lot, and the band tries to play the We're Celebrities card to win you guys over. To make more of a statement, Digital Divas is going to perform in a parking lot adjacent to Sizzle James' office this weekend. They want to get back at the promoter, and this is the only way they feel they can. While not an official show, the Digital Divas have been getting the word out as quickly as they can before Sizzle James can intervene. At dusk, the Digital Divas will roll their setup on the bed of a tow truck and run a power cord to a nearby building. They ask that the characters stay backstage and make sure that the staff of Sizzle James doesn't unplug the show. Since the launch of Burn It Down, there have been 3 major fires set the day after at the location of the shows. It's possible that the person doing it attends the concerts. That means keeping Sizzle James from stopping the show, all while keeping an eye out for a shady character. And the crowd roars and the guitars scream. So your mission from the band Digital Divas is to attend this concert and just keep an eye out for somebody that looks like they might want to start a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just to piss off their promoter, because that's what punk rock bands do.
No, oh, yeah.
I'm just gonna be looking in the crowd, and anytime I see somebody use a lighter, I'm just gonna shoot them.
Everybody has cigarettes. Just start bam, 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 bam.
They're everywhere.
There's just too many of them. I didn't bring enough shells.
You pull out your own cigarette. Oh God.
No.
Oh God.
It was me.
So while you guys are in the car, why don't you explain the car you're in and sort of talk over the mission with each other?
You want to talk about. But the car.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, wheels.
Yeah. So, Donnie drives a Gorgon security van made by Miltech.
Okay.
Armored plating, communication center upgrade. She's beautiful. And in the days between when he got this new van from Haggle, he has gone to work, not only helping Wisp set up the net running rig in the back, but he has also taken the liberty of doing his signature airbrush picture of a giant wolf on the side of the van.
I was banking on giant wizard.
Nah, wolves.
Wolves.
He runs with, the pack.
Norman Haggle. By the way, I don't think I said he is played by Bryan Cranston channeling his inner Walter White.
Yes.
Beautiful.
I love it.
he can see the smug look on your face that you're thinking about that stupid airbrush wolf, and he's like, I still can't believe you painted that monstrosity on this classic.
It is a classic, okay? They were painting these on vans. 70 years ago, and it was still awesome then, and it's awesome now.
Have you ever even seen a wolf?
I saw one when I was out on the road. I'll tell you right now, I didn't see it. I heard it.
Bullshit. Closest thing you've ever seen to a wolf is Milo over there.
It was the most beautiful sound I've ever heard.
Yeah, you're lucky with chooms, man.
That was from a movie, actually. His brain's a little weird.
I don't believe you.
Oh, really?
It's coming from the guy that plugs directly into the internet with his brain.
I know a thing or two.
Yes.
Believe me. He knows a thing or two because he's seen a thing or two.
Norman gives Milo a rub on the nose and he goes, "You used to howl like that when you were younger."
Rawr, rawr, rawr.
That was adorable. Nothing better happened to that dog.
It's gonna die.
No, if that dog dies, I will burn Night City to the ground.
We're going to burn this promoter.
I might do that anyway, but
I'll put a running man under every building in this city.
A guy did nuke Night City for almost the same reason. So. You know,
yeah, like Jake, you have some moral dilemma to work out because I have never played this game. I have no idea what to do, and that's all I've been told is it's the most dangerous game I've ever played. I decided to have a dog NPC companion. So you have some moral choosings to do here.
My hands are tied. It's in universe. I don't know.
I'll tell you one thing, Kelly.
John whipped the dog in the first episode.
I'll tell you something, Kelly. You got a big old sack on you.
Yeah,
we're probably gonna like crash the car into whatever encounter we're going into, and Milo's going to die.
Everyone else has a seatbelt on.
There's no dog seat. I'm sorry.
Milo believes in freedom. He doesn't like seatbelts.
me and Milo are gonna get along just fine then.
Oh no, it's dead. Well, I guess we can cook it.
What is this? Shut actual your godless meat? Mouth, Mark.
We're not gonna eat Milo. Jesus, way to take it too far, Mark. We're gonna mourn the dog, not barbecue it.
I was taking it way too far. I'm so sorry. Let's just burn the city to the ground.
At least we know where that particular source of protein came from.
Gosh,
that's true. And in a few years, this is 2045. So in 22 years, no.
I think it's sooner than that.
Not too far in the future, there's not really meat, and so if you want meat protein, you get it from crickets? Bugs. No, bugs.
Cockroaches.
Yeah.
Just bugs. Yeah.
Cockroach paste.
Yep. Yeah, if you want to... I think it's locust? Is it locust?
That sounds right.
Locust paste or something like that? Yeah.
That's right.
I like to think that Norman has like this underground connection that has given him access to the few dogs that are out there, and it's like his one trade secret he will never tell anybody.
He knows where the last puppy farm is.
He always has to have a dog companion, and he knows the only place to get a dog.
We're gonna be killing dogs the whole campaign!
Guys, what's this dog name this week?
Every time somebody rolls a natural one, they shoot the dog.
I imagine this magical place where dogs still exist isn't going to keep giving me new dogs every week. So okay, I think I need to come back. I can only come back for a new dog after a lifespan of a dog has gone by.
I'm just imagining a Rick and Morty's type like room lined with bio tubes, and there's just dogs in everyone floating, waiting to be unleashed when the next dog dies.
To be fair, the lifespan of a dog in Night City is probably a couple of days.
Yeah.
It's like, how's that call go? It's just like, hey, it's me, it's Hagel. I need another one.
You lost another one.
Like, the first one's lonely. He needs a friend.
I can give you this one, but it's cross-eyed.
Went to that biotube in the sky.
That's fine, he's cute. All right. So, you guys pull up to the Night City parking lot in front of Sizzle James' office building. I'm going to move you over to the map, and then you guys tell me if you can see it.
It's loading.
It's loading.
Spiking loaded. Up, and there we go.
Her second arrow is at 69%. I was happy.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, there are a lot of people here.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Ooh.
Well, it is a concert or something.
Yeah, so oh, they... That
makes sense.
Yes. Let me make sure.
Was that Andre 3000? Oh, it's Andre Ness. Okay, never mind.
I don't think we're supposed to see one of these people.
No, you are, so just give me 1 second. For some reason, it's not showing up on that for the other people.
Need me to vamp for you? Round and round!
I'll appreciate it, yeah. hold on 1 second.
Dude, so one of them's rocking a keytar. Mad respect.
Yes, I am in already. I was preparing my like monologue about how modern music is
there we are.
The same soul as eighties rock ballads. But you know, he sees the keytar and he's transported. He's very excited to see what they have going.
I love the holding the keytar with one hand and having a gun in the other.
Yeah. So let me get into the band that you see here. So these characters are they're fun. Let me see, where are they? Oh no!
What did you do?
Because I updated, it broke some stuff. That happens.
Oh no!
I will burn Night City to the ground.
This is a fancy concert. I'm just looking at some of the people, and then you got the punk rocker, the guy that looks there, and then you got this woman drinking wine, just like.
She's a connoisseur of music, okay? She wades into the rabble because she enjoys the art. Mm-hmm.
I will say, looking at the crowd of people, it's very much one of these things is not like the others. One of these things just doesn't belong.
One of these things don't pull out a gun and shoot somebody. Probably.
Oh, wait, that's me.
One of the band members pulls out a cigarette.
I'm so nervous. I, don't know what I'm going to do.
Me neither.
Jake, you're missing Milo's token.
I am missing Milo's token. That's fine. Let me get theirs in for now. What's her name? Pat Resin. So you meet with the band's front runner. Her name is Pat Resin. Let me go ahead and get her token ready since that broke. You know what? No matter how much you plan.
I thought we were playing at a time when technical difficulties like this would have been worked out.
I know, right? You would think with all the prep that I did that Foundry wouldn't have updated and then we wouldn't have this problem.
What is Foundry going to look like in, I don't know, what is this, like 50 years from now?
Now you legit plug yourself in the Foundry.
Oh yeah, that'd be
nice.
We're
all gonna have the Apple headset.
If you take damage in the game, you take damage in real life.
The AI conference I was at this weekend, or I mean not this week, this week, for work. The Google Glass things, like those glasses are pretty close to just looking like normal ass eyeglasses. And they're pretty cool.
I remember when they first came out, and they were just like, everyone's going to be wearing Google Glass, and it flopped really
badly. Just waiting for my scouter, okay? I'm just waiting
all
for my scouter.
All I can think about when he was talking about them and how, useful they'll be for, everything.
And reading power levels.
Are we just going to be in, 10 years, everybody's going to be wearing the same couple of, smart glasses? Because, it'll be as common as just a smartphone.
I mean, I'm assuming there'll be have variations for people that don't require glasses in general. So there'll be lenses or sunglasses or some shit.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're probably non-magnified lenses, but then they'd have magnified ones for people for the prescription.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Just need glasses that you can use your phone and be I can.
Well, he was talking about technology being
you're wearing these glasses all the time, and it like remembers where things are. So if you like walk out the door and you're like, oh, where did I leave my keys? It'll like have seen you as it scanned across your house, remember where your keys were sitting, and it will direct you to them.
He said this is for Google Glass.
Oh, goodness. Apple. That's terrifying, actually.
This is for like, yeah, technology. This is like, he was talking about like technology in like the not too distant future.
See, I thought you said Apple in first, and I was like, so Apple's just gonna be like, oh, you forgot your keys, and still have you walking down the door, out the door, and then down the street and into a river because it's fucking Apple Maps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like Michael Scott.
Yes. A slight left, Michael. Michael. There's no road.
That's like one of the funniest single moments of that show.
Yep.
Immediately followed by my other favorite line. Why are you all wet? Where are the turtles?
Yes. So there we see Pat Rezin. So she is the lead singer of the band Digital Divas.
Please tell me that's a high-tech hurdy-gurdy.
That'd be
funny shit.
Oh, man, what does it say?
Yeah, that looks like a double-headed bass.
Yeah, it looks like a
guess.
Yeah.
Let's see what she has. Hold on, because
let's just have it be a high-tech hurdy-gurdy.
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, I'm
okay
going to tell you that it says high-tech hurdy-gurdy, so yeah.
I want to not be able to imagine the music to play.
An electric hurdy-gurdy.
So she sees you guys and she sees Norman and she kind of waves you guys over and she goes, hey guys, thanks for coming. Jose and Andre are really really excited for the show. We're so happy to stick it to Sizzle James to just fuck her day up. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I really appreciate the rebellion and your whole plan here, but don't you think this is a little bit of a risk?
No. This needs to happen. Okay, we've completely disavowed any arson or something. You know, we're here to make fucking music, you know? We're here to send a message. We're not here to burn this fucking city down.
Fair enough.
Still think you're making a big mistake.
Well,
payday either way.
Well, let's see. Are you in the music industry? Didn't fucking think so.
Fair enough.
So the two band members that she has with her, Jose has a guitar. He has a guitar and he has a giant orange mohawk. And then her drummer has a cyber chair, which is what you would have instead of like a regular wheelchair. He has like a cyber chair and he has it outfitted with a electric drum set.
Nice.
So wherever he pulls up, he just attaches it and it whoosh, just pulls up and then he just sets it out. And then it... I imagine it sounds like the police.
I can feel it.
That's their song.
No one else has ever heard of this before.
Nitro is just in awe. He's just like, this is the most bitchin' thing I've ever seen.
So with them is their netrunner named Firewall. He is the light and sound rigger. So he comes down with you guys, and he's played by Timmy Kofelt. And he's just like, hey guys, how's it going?
Pretty good, short stack. How's it going?
Oh, it's great.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Is she single?
Well, oh, no, you don't want any part of that. Don't worry.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, I'm certain.
I'd like to roll to see if she is single.
Do I roll for single?
I'm so happy that Timmy's acting career finally paid off.
Oh, man, I couldn't even tell.
I don't think we're paying him for this position. But...
No.
it's called exposure, so...
Yes, I know we're in a dystopian future, but the rules still stand. You don't stick your dick in crazy.
Especially in cyber.
Nitro 100% sticks his dick in crazy.
Yeah,
exclusively.
Yeah, I mean,
exclusively.
Yeah, I mean, at least she's crazy. I know.
I'm yes. into it.
Yeah,
I'm into it.
Dude, you don't
Jokes
have to convince me. I'm already on your
Jokes
side.
On you.
I'm already there.
That shit. I'm into that shit.
So he's like, I'm going to be dealing with the lights and stuff, but you can just hang out, you know, in the crowd and, you know, like, keep an eye out for stuff. But, you know, if I see anything, I'll make sure to get you on comms. And he points to a little antenna in his head.
You mind if I post up in that back corner over here? and he notions the behind where the band is.
Yeah, man, that's totally fine. That's where all the stuff is plugged in anyway. So you know, you can protect it.
Yeah, all that's right. Where Norman. That's where Norman and Milo would go to.
We're right. I guess for the ports, like we have our van rigged, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We have a turret on top of it.
Nope.
I wish.
That nope, comes you... later. Don't.
That's level two.
I mean, you're not wrong. It's the next upgrade on the list.
No, right now.
We'll talk armaments later.
Yeah, right now it's just like a giant pod in the back that's like ice cold, and it just goes inside, and you can steam just starts pouring.
It's a converted suntanning, like.
No, I was saying it's one of those Coca-Cola refrigerators with a glass door. Yes! Just on.
Yep.
That
would actually be fine.
That's awesome. I love that.
I'm completely fine with that.
Covered in band stickers.
There you go.
So you can't even see through the glass. It's just band stickers.
Yeah, it's just like, wow, this defeats all purposes.
There's a slot about that big for me to just peek in and make sure he's all right.
Dude, I don't know what you have planned for the turret. Can it be like a freaking recoilless rifle or something? Something like huge.
I mean, I know there's flamethrower options, and I'm pretty sure there's. I know there's like you can basically just choose a weapon and put it on a weapon mount. So we could put
a Gauss rifle,
grenade launcher, or a rail gun. We could put something on.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. God.
It'll be exciting when it happens.
If you put a grenade launcher on top of the van, it probably had a couple inches of your penis.
It's in the fine print.
It's working.
That's a cybernetic upgrade. Different stuff.
They do run specials, though. So after after the van finishes setting up, they plug everything in at once, and then you hear the screech of the feedback, and you hear the guitar start, da-da-da-dun, burn it down, as the music blares into the city street, attracting all the people that you see before you.
You look again, and Nitro is in the front row with 240s over his head, just...
Where do you even get the 40s? the message is really resonating with me, Haggle, that they really don't want people to burn things down.
Wisp is just like an air drumming while listening to this.
Surgeon, Haggle just looks back at Surgeon. He's like, look, I've lived in the city a long time. I don't want it burned down. I just hope somebody listens to them and gets them what they want.
Well, one good scourging might get rid of the rat problem, for fuck's sake. As he kicks it like a pile of trash.
So you're mistaken. The rats will be the only thing that live, and they'll be the first ones back.
Whole city built of nothing but rats and rat shit. Might be an actually like tourist attraction if you think about it.
Not one I'm going to.
I'm trying to get a... Oh, man, I had, like, some cool radio rainbow, maybe? I had, like, a cool light effect. It's a bummer.
I want to see rainbows. You've made promises.
I know. I did revolving light.
Been writing cash. Checks that you're asking for cash. I guess you wonder where I've been.
Let's see. Revolving light, roiling mass, siren light, smoke starlight, sunburst, swirling fog, torch. I thought it was siren light.
It's like some of the icons look like they're washed out.
Yeah, no. Because because I turned the lights on, but it's not doing what it did. Mm. Advanced options. Trained by walls, legacy correlation provides vision. Yeah.
Hurry, plug yourself in, figure this out.
I know, right? See, that's what I'm saying. I could have did that.
And then you get like a lariat to the chest by like a virus or something.
All of a sudden, I'm just like, ah!
They're like, what the fuck?
Right. Oh, it's doing something.
Yeah. Sure. I was gonna say it is doing something. Hold on. So it's doing that.
Oh.
No, it's blinking over here.
Animation like... speed.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, light configuration, light color.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah. Okay, so that's that. Okay, so that's the siren light, animation density.
Man, it's gonna rain tomorrow. I'm tired of rain.
You think you're sad about it?
Yeah. Shouldn't be complaining to you.
It's been raining in Night City.
Damn shitty week for me.
Yeah. You work in the rain.
I do.
I'm going to Topgolf tomorrow.
And fun fact, my work boots used to be waterproof.
Oh no.
I've been in Boston all week, and it was raining there, too.
Yeah.
So, I had it just as bad.
True, checkmate. You got me.
Really nice hotel.
Yeah.
You hit me with facts and logic.
So we get into the music. The music is blaring. There's lights all over the place. If you've been to a concert, it's a punk rock concert. People are walking up high off their ass. There's people that are drinking themselves stupid. People that are just getting into it, feeling the music.
Nitro is in a mosh pit wherever that is in the crowd.
This is the point where I would like to point out, Wisp, if you would like, you do see security cameras in this parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
That you think you could tap into.
Oh yeah, he's gonna go for it.
All right,
that's the first time ever doing net running. So
this is the first time ever doing net running. So let me get.
I know I have two actions around, and one of the actions I have to use in order to get in. And
yes.
Then from there, I'm moving between meat space and net space, which is going to be
yes. Fun. Luckily, there's going to be no meat space combat here. This is just you hacking in. So while these guys are doing this, you're doing this prior to this whole thing. So, mm-hmm. I would like everybody to see, you hack in immediately, mm-hmm. and you are met with a password door. So you can see the net running, they have animated stages for the net running.
Wow, that's cool.
It's very cool. I'm very excited about this part. So net running works like this. So the old net, like we know, is completely dead and gone. It is, in fact, locked away because rogue AI were just murking people when they would tap into it.
That's so terrifying.
So they just locked it away. They can't do anything about it. They just locked it away. The new net is sort of a 3D immersive AR experience. So while he's hooked in and he's hacking the stuff in his chair, he's sort of seeing this AR world in front of him as he's sort of like VR controlling himself in here. So he finds a control point, he hacks into it, and he sees just a big old door with a password text box that comes up. As you go to hack in, everything has a DV. So a DV is a difficulty value. So if you want to try to hack into it, you need to do something and then roll your net running stat to try to get higher. Higher than the DV. So you don't know the DV, but you should have something to be able to get past the password.
Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to look for the appropriate skill mm-hmm. for that in particular, because I know so I'm just trying to remember reading through all this. It gets to it quite a bit.
Yeah.
But it would be based on, I believe... No, it's not tech.
No. It'll be based off of your interface ability. You should have some abilities with your net running cyber deck.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Which ability would you like to use to try to get past?
Now one of the actions that I could do, I could use Worm.
Okay.
I guess, because that backdoor gives me a +2 in order to access.
Okay. Let's go ahead and read Worm here. Yep. +2 to backdoor checks. Okay. So you want to try to use Worm and then backdoor it?
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead and roll your interface ability, and then you'll get an additional +2 because you use Worm.
All right. I'm trying to find out. Sorry. It's in the skills.
I think you should just be able to click on interface under Netrunner abilities, and I think it should roll it for you.
I'm not quite seeing it, unfortunately.
Let's see.
Yeah, I'm like under my character right now.
Okay, so under your character at the bottom, under you see roll, like roll out R O L E. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right. Okay, yep. There it is. God. All right. So rolling for interface, ability rank. Okay, so this should just roll here. So add +2 to that, so that'd be a 12.
You double what you needed to get in.
Nice.
And he just kind of, dismissively just kind of like backs his hand, like does like a backhand motion, just like, get this out of here. Like,
all right. So you use Worm and you open up the password and the door opens. And you go through a hallway, and then you find a file. You can see that it is a video file. Except right when you walk in and you see the video file and you go to touch it, you get sprayed in the face by a digital skunk.
Motherfucker.
So,
new
digital gunk just goes all over you, and it's like this digital ick, and your entire like senses are like overloaded. So you get a -2 to anything that you do in here. What do you want to do about the skunk? Because it will continue spraying you.
So would this be technically a demon, or is this a? Like a, what was it called? The viruses, and that's called, not the Black Ice program.
Yeah, it's a Black Ice, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I think at this point that he's going to try to eliminate it.
Okay.
He can use, okay, I don't know why this effect is in it. Yeah, like, I have the thing in Foundry, but okay. The app I have gives me the ability to like click on everything and see what everything's perfect. And also spray. So let's see that. Okay. So he's going to use. Would this be technically a program? So this would be because I have a thing called Sword, which is an anti-program attacker.
Okay. Yeah. So, describe the sword that you take out in the digital space.
Oh no, it's a straight up like Buster.
Okay.
Buster,
yeah.
Sword from
nice.
Like, I mean, obviously. He's definitely going the straight up Weeb route with this, and it'll change each time. So it's
of course,
it's,
yeah,
yeah. Like, so the same. He's like, yeah.
I look forward to the pop culture references.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he rolls for that, which is a. Plus his interface, plus the attack.
Okay.
But this is also a negative to it. And that is a... Click here. A 14.
A 14.
That was a 9 on the die. So.
Yeah, no, that absolutely... that definitely hits it. So go ahead and roll for the... there's a roll for damage on there, isn't it? Or is it just that? It might just be that, I think.
3d6 res to a Black Ice program, or 2d6 to a non-Black Ice program. So is this a Black Ice program?
So this is a Black Ice program, yeah.
So this would be 3d6.
Okay.
Get my d6s out.
Say, if you rolled low enough, I was expecting the skunk to turn into Seth Roth.
Oh my god!
Summons a meteor to hit you.
Not the worst roll.
Victoria.
You approach me.
11.
11, it had 10.
5 and a 2.
Yep, it had 10.
Okay, so he just cleaves in half.
Yep. So, as pixels fade away, as you cut the skunk in twain. And so you're able to access the file. When you access the file, you see that this is just a constant video recording, just going, recording itself over and over and over again of the last 24 hours.
Right.
Okay. So if you need to, for any reason, you could come back here within the last 24 hours and review this footage.
Okay, so now I have full access to it.
Yep. All right. Yeah, so now you have full access to it. But you also see another hallway.
You just don't keep going.
And as you continue, you come to a control node that you can now access to view all the cameras in this area through the CCTV.
This is so cool.
Yes. Yeah,
so it's kind of like his, oh God, I gotta put my goggles. It's just these things hurt after a while. They're not comfortable. I have to put like padding or something on them.
Yeah.
But like, it's like the imagining that he's like going through them, and it's just images like popping up in like no one else can see it, but it's just like six or seven like screens appear on his like in his eyes, and he's just looking through each one. And
he's so used to it, he doesn't even see the code anymore.
Vaughn, Burnett. Okay, so he has full access to all these now. Is there a way? I mean, there's not much that he's probably going to do with this, but this is what he's going to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, exactly. What you can do is that you can either use this to look yourself, or you can give a +2 to your friends while they're looking.
Okay, so like in case like someone's, I'd be like Nitro.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone over there. Okay, yeah. So he'll sit standing back here, just kind of looking through.
Got it. All right. So while you guys are doing that, let me go ahead and get the music back. All right. So while the music is going, Wisp is hacking. You guys are more than welcome to start checking some people out. So here's where we get into skills. So if we open up your skills page, you'll see that there are awareness skills. You can do perception, which is just to look around, literally just to use your eyes, ears, and stuff like that. There's also, when it comes down to social skills, there's human perception, which you can use to try to see if somebody's acting a little shady.
Wait, which one was that?
If you go under social skills, there's one called human perception. That's the one that you can use to try to like, to keep an eye out, see if somebody's got shifty eyes. If they're sort of, keeping a weird eye out, if they're acting shifty. Here's one of the genius things about this. If you can make a skill make sense, then you can do it. So there are some that are obviously not going to. But if you wanted to
perception is my best skill.
Yeah,
all of my skills.
Tell me what skill you would like to roll, and then you may roll it. You can roll it in Foundry. It'll add everything for you. Wisp, let me know if you want to give a +2 to somebody.
Okay, so just for like perception based stuff, he could actually, since Hagel's looking around as well, or is he just kind of focused on something else?
Hagel's looking. He's a good watcher.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm trying to figure out who might need a boost or. You know what? I'll give it to Timmy. No.
What are you doing? I'm focused on lighting.
I love it. He's actually going to give it to Surgeon because if he has his like Nitro is like in the middle of it, so anything he knows he's perceptive, but you know, having a guy on the outside just being able to look around as well, he's going to give it to him.
I just rolled a perception with a +2. That turns that into a 19.
Jesus. 19.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, yeah, you see...
Everything.
You see quite a lot.
I see the fucking future.
Yeah, you look through. You almost see some, like, digital data space, and you're like, what the hell was that?
What's that nerd shit? Get away from me. No.
You see, the people are obviously enjoying enjoying this concert. They're going nuts. People are coming in. Like, this crowd has doubled from like the size that you see on the screen. It is an absolute blast. One of the things that you see is you see a girl who looks to just be sort of standing there. She's right here, and she's not doing anything with the music. She's sort of just standing there with, like, empty eyes, just...
Wait, which girl?
The girl in the center that's got the like the buns, yeah.
Right behind Nitro.
Yep. So, solid right as it is.
Yep.
Good job, Nitro.
Nitro ain't paying attention.
That's why I just can't.
Nitro's been twerking on her all night.
Thaddeus in the air. Yeah. Thaddeus looks over at Haggle. You pack an iron.
Yeah, I take it.
I'm asking if you have a gun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've learned my lesson. I take it with me when I go out.
All right. You might want to find a hiding place for that dog of yours.
Milo, hit him behind those barrels. Tell him to go over there.
Those red ones with flames on them.
And he goes.
It says inflammable, so it doesn't.
Inflammable means flammable. So Milo goes over to the office doors, like the double doors, pees on them, and then goes to the hiding spot.
Well,
he had to go.
You know, he doesn't listen to you when you tell him to do anything else but hide. It's like the one useful thing you've been able to teach him.
I was expecting Jake to be like, and he goes over there and just dies.
He has a good ritual. I tell him to go hide. He pisses on something on the way, and then he hides.
God bless him. Takes a hit.
So
Thaddeus will point out the girl to Haggle.
So yeah, so this girl's just standing there like this.
She might just be tripping.
Yeah. Can I try to gain any more insight, or maybe is she staring at the music, or is she staring
just off
somewhere?
Just off somewhere.
Hmm. Yeah, is she looking at something, or can I glean more information about what's going on with her?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and roll human perception.
Human perception. All right. How do I do that in Foundry?
So if you open up your character sheet and go under your social skills, human perception is right there.
You just click it?
Yep.
And then what? Hit confirm?
Yeah, then hit confirm, and then it should roll it.
Okay.
So this is great. So
what happened? What did I do?
All right. So if you roll a 10 on your first check, you then get to, that's a critical, which means you add another D10 on top of it.
Which you rolled a 9.
Got a 9.
Absolute.
So
baller ass first roll ever.
So a 10, which is a critical, and then a 9, which is almost a double critical, for a total of, what was your total count?
27.
You have been enough people, you've been around enough people to know when people are wigging out, when people are high, when people are cyber psychos. You've seen people who are suspicious, who are, you know, like looking out for cops. You've seen all this. This looks so far from what you have seen people act that you're like, this is not normal, whatever she's doing. There is something way beyond cyber psychosis or anything like that.
Or we're all mic'd, right? We can talk to each other.
Yeah,
The actual van. It's funny that you bring this up because I was just gonna bring it up myself. The Miltech van, the upgrade I chose for it has the communication center, which has six or eight handheld radios that you can hand out to people.
So we have like comm devices.
We all have comm devices, exactly.
Well, tell Nitro.
Yeah, Nitro.
Dance with that girl.
What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah! What's up?
That girl you've been rubbing up on all night, have you actually looked at her yet?
Yeah, she's on it!
Have you noticed why she hasn't hit you yet?
What?
Turn around, idiot! Wrong with her.
He turns around and looks. He's like, you good?
What's going on with her? I've never seen anything like this.
He kind of like waves the hands in front of her. You got
nobody home. Nobody home at all.
She's definitely on an android filled with fucking explosives.
Just no, even with the hands in the face, nothing.
Nothing at all.
That's true. Try to get her out of there.
Hey,
do whatever you need to. Okay. Something's wrong with her. This is dangerous.
I think you've partied pretty hard. I'll get you out of here. Come on. He kind of puts an arm around her and tries to like.
The moment you touch her. She goes, and like there's like something twitching and like a spark like in her eye, like a physical spark in her eye and her cybernetics. And she goes, and she backs up and goes running out of the crowd. She runs into the street, is immediately hit by a van, and dies.
She's got Isekai.
Nitro just goes, oh!
No, Trakun, no!
I think that Hagel and Thaddeus are just sitting there like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, Norman is just like,
what the fuck did you do, Nitro?
What did you do, Nitro?
I told her we should go somewhere, and the minute I touched her, she freaked out! Not like because I touched her, but because she... There was something with... I think her cyberware malfunctioned or something.
Donnie, you stay in the crowd. Wisp, you too. Surgeon, let's go check out the body.
Mm-hmm.
Is, like, the concert still going? Like, did anyone even notice?
Surgeon unclasps his front holster. He takes the strap off of it.
All right.
Norman, he's got his crowbar out.
Okay. All right, so you guys go out to the street, and yeah, her body is just like mangled. Like her cybernetic arm is like off hanging by a wire, and she's just sort of twitching.
Finally, this occurs to Surgeon or Thaddeus. Wisp, can you get into her tech?
I would have to look, because that would be a cyber tech role.
So there good at those. Are rules, but you can't do it remotely, so it'd have to be you have to like sit down to do later. But yeah,
Surgeon, can you get her body over there? Wisp.
Yeah. I guess nobody gives a shit. I'm just gonna carry a body over this way.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a few people who are just like, hey, is she okay?
Yeah, totally.
Just party too hard.
Does she have any eddies on her?
Shut up.
Now that Hagel's got this new vantage point on the concert, he's gonna take another opportunity to take a good look from this angle, see if he sees anything else that's suspicious.
Sure.
Or anybody kind of like around the concert, maybe on the street on the other side or something.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and roll perception or human perception.
I'll do perception.
Okay.
Ooh. Not great.
Not bad either, though.
What's your total?
Actually, total is a 14.
14. That is still enough to know that there is a guy in the back. He's got like a cool like leather jacket on with like spikes. He kind of looks like a nomad. Tight leather breeches and stuff like that. Some cool boots. And he in his back pocket, he seems to have a flare.
All right, let's.
Norman kind of creeps up to him. Try not to draw any attention. He signals Donnie. Bad. There's a guy towards the back. Make yourself back here. Make your way back here, but be inconspicuous.
This guy slowly starts like beating his way like back towards.
Literally like throws the body on top of the Coca-Cola cooler in the back of the van.
What the hell? Get it off!
She's putting blood everywhere.
It's gonna ruin the upholstery.
I mean, like, the thing is, when Wisp plugs in, he's, that's just one thing, like, if it's mobile, but otherwise, like, he can be standing around and, like, move in meat space and that space at the same time. So
yeah.
He doesn't technically have to be in a container. It just helps cool him off.
All right, so you guys start approaching this dude. He is played by Adam Devine from Workaholics.
Oh yeah, okay.
Okay.
So as you approach him, he's a stocky guy, and he sort of sees you guys. He's like, "What's up, guys?
Who brings a flare gun to a concert?"
Oh, dude, it's for after the show, man.
Oh yeah, after the show. One flare. You don't have, do you have any? Do you have any other? Anything else, or just the one?
Nah, man, it's just the one, dude. What you? Is it a problem to have a flare? Is it a problem to be cool?
It's a free country, brother. He's just kind of like
This dude right here, he's got it. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, just, you know, I thought if you were going to celebrate with it afterwards, you'd have more than one flare.
Nah, man, because remember, they play Burn It Down. We all, you know, everyone takes out lighters, and I thought it'd show up everybody, you know what I mean? Pick out a flare.
Yeah. Bad ass, man!
Yeah, dude. You got a flare,
Thaddeus
too?
Is just like,
I mean, the logic is sound. I get what he's talking about. But, while, like, they're talking, Wisp, he's in the system, crap, what the hell is it? The security system, right?
Yep.
Yeah, can he do a, like, perception check?
Yeah.
Just to see what's going on. Like, if they're crowding around, then he's just kind of taking notice.
Yeah, sure. So you swing the CCTV cameras back and forth. So
perception.
Yep, so just do perception. And I will give you +2 since you have, like, vantage point and stuff like that.
Total. Okay, so just add +2 to that, so 17.
17. Okay, so you see them dealing with that guy. He's clearly buddy-buddy with your nomad buddy, Nitro, trying to talk about how cool flares are. So you see that going on. The rest of the concert looks pretty standard. You do see, however, two figures coming out of the building which look like security guards.
Oh, where, up north?
No, oh, I'm going to highlight them for you. As you see them there. As security operatives are coming out of the building, and it looks like they're heading to where all the stuff is plugged in.
Gentlemen, get back to the security operatives are coming through. Get back to the equipment.
Hagel goes into his comms and goes, Milo, distract them.
Oh, no.
The dog, Milo runs in front of him and then lays on his back and goes, oh! Oh!
Oh, gave the dog a fucking calm.
I mean, what if we get separated?
The logic is sound.
The logic is sound.
God.
So you distract one of the security operatives who's just like, "What's wrong? What's wrong, pup? You okay? You hurt?" The other security operative is walking over to the plug.
Do we?
Yeah,
so
quick dash.
Hagel and Surgeon are making our way.
Yep. So he is leaning down and he's getting ready to unplug where all the equipment is plugged into.
I don't think you want to do that.
Oh yeah, and you're the one who's going to tell me that. And he points at the security officer badge on his vest.
Look, Nitro, go ahead. Do your thing.
We're just here to do a job, and we don't want any trouble. You got any reason for this?
Yeah, I'm doing my job, bud.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a sanction? Did you get a permit for this? Because people upstairs say that this is not allowed. They did not order this.
No fucking clue.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm looking too, because I'm like,
can
man,
I
what if
try?
I
want to bluff them. I want to be like, yeah, we got our permits, and then I want to try like a forgery or something.
So go ahead. So you can do persuasion, which is a cool skill.
Persuasion. Okay.
Yep. So yep.
I love one of all the right. stats names is literally just cool.
Mm. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
So I was like, look, I know you got a job here, but we got a bunch of drunkards out there. You cut this show off. You're gonna get some people who are gonna start some fights. Do you really want to have to deal with a bunch of drunk band goers, music goers, young kids?
You see Nitro climb up on top of this
the dumpster.
The dumpster here goes.
Jet peaked. I have no idea what he did. What he said?
Yeah,
I'm gonna live forever. He screams, "I'm gonna live forever."
You want to deal with that? You want to deal with a pissed off that guy?
You can go ahead and make your roll. I will let everybody know for your checks. The luck stat that you have, you can use those to give yourselves +1s. Or as many as you have. So if you like really want to do something well, you can put all of your luck into one roll and get a +6 or whatever you have.
I'm going to put 2 of
you
my
put 2.
Luck
okay.
In.
All right. I felt like it was pretty important, so that's why I wanted to remind everybody.
I'm doing.
Does luck replenish after each session?
So luck is sort of like hero points in Pathfinder. Yeah. For our case, it's going to be every mission you have luck points. They refresh. So.
Oh my god! Dropping bombs. Bombs.
All right. Absolute bombs for persuasion. Unit. So I dumped two luck, and. Jeez. I rolled another crit, and then 32. The second dice was an 8, so I got a 30.
A 30 is fucking incredible. Just to give you a hint, a 30 is, like, the level you would need to, like, hit someone with a handgun from, like, a football field away. Like, it's, like, that difficult. Like, that's the level. Yeah.
He does this.
You stared into this man's soul and picked the one thing that would have made him stop.
Dude, look, he's Norman, breaking bad Bryan Cranston. Of course that's possible.
Yeah. Norman, he's been around. He speaks the streets. And when he speaks, people listen.
So here's what happens is that you speak to this guy's heart in some way where he's maybe he's like an older security guard or something like that.
One day from
retirement.
He has cut off a concert in the past and got swarmed by rioters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
yeah. So
I unlocked a core memory.
Yeah. And here's what happened. He's thinking about that. He looks up at Nitro just doing his thing, and then he looks over at Milo getting love, and he's just like, "Man, you know what, dude? I don't give a shit. I'm gonna go home to my dog," and he just leaves.
Wait, he has a dog?
He got a dog. We can go steal it.
What else am I supposed to say with a 30? Of course he's got a dog. the security operative just leaves, and then the other guy is just, like, hanging with Milo. Cute dog.
As he walks by, he looks to the security guard, and he does, like, a finger sign that's, like, the secret society of dog owners. Like, he actually knows this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But he can't tell anybody about it. Nobody can know how people get dogs. Once you get a dog, you're part of a secret that nobody knows.
You're in the club.
The secret dog society.
But, their
secret call sign, or their secret passphrase, who's a good boy?
Who's a good boy?
Yes.
Amazing. All right. So security operatives have been shoved away. Hagel doing incredible with that role. You guys can go ahead and continue searching if you would like.
What was the verdict on the guy with the leather jacket?
He's just there to have a fun time, man.
Which
seems a little
not a flare gun, a flare,
just flare. A flare.
Oh, well,
sorry,
that changed my interaction.
Sorry, just a flare. I don't know if I said flare gun. He's a flare.
Yeah. Flare, okay.
That just seems a little less. Yeah, it seems like a flare wouldn't burn a whole freaking building down. Like,
well, that depends on what you put it to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's brutal. Very true, but I'm also just thinking, like, I don't know, if you're trying to do arson or something like that, you would have some starter, like, that we can, pre-planned.
Did we
almost.
Search him?
Maybe we can look around for any... Maybe there are, like, some explosives have been set somewhere.
Can I roll, like, to crowd surf using my athletics to see if I can see anything?
Yes, absolutely you can, yeah.
Yes! First roll, let's go. Yes! Are you shit?
All right, what'd you roll? What was the total?
That's so bad.
I rolled one with a 6, so I got a 5.
Yep. So you go to jump on and crowd surf, and apparently the crowd just separated at the exact moment that you were falling on top of them, and you just go wham into the concrete.
He gets up with like road rash on his face. It's like, it's okay, worse things have happened.
Is there a place where Thaddeus or Surgeon could get up, like, a high up vantage point on it, on the crowd?
Yeah, sure, if you want. You can go up to where what was the guy's name? Firewall. Their net runner who's doing all the lights. You can go up to where he is.
I'm going to do that, but I'm going to look at Hagel and go, maybe you should mingle among the crowd. I can keep you covered from the rooftop if you need me. Or I could just jump the fuck down.
And he just nods and he starts to make his way back closer to the crowd.
Yeah, don't push Timmy
down. One thing he wanted to do, are there actually some parked cars in this lot, or are there flavor cars?
Yeah, so there's some flavor cars, you tell me what you want to do. I will allow.
I'm like heading towards the crowd. I like pass the nearest car, and I just gotta give it a sweep to see if it seems like anything out of the ordinary is on it, like if somebody like planted a bomb or something.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Anything suspicious about the vehicle?
Go ahead and roll me a perception as you're looking it over.
Oh my god.
Kelly.
Dude, you can't be doing this.
What the shit?
You can't be doing this.
I rolled another crit, and I got a +5 for a 27.
okay.
Jesus.
Haggle, greatest detective that ever lived.
Yeah, really.
Oh my god.
Living legend.
You go over, you see a few questionable things. You find two pairs of underwear, male and female, and you're just kind of like, okay, well, I mean, that's weird. And then you go to the next car, and you find two people that are definitely getting ready to do it, and you're just like, no, okay, all right. sorry. So you do not find any suspicious bombs or anything like that, though.
So what is the procedure for dealing with this, because there's the body that was delivered to me. Like, in order to like investigate and stuff, is that like a downtime thing, or can I do that on the fly?
That'd be a downtime thing.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So we just kind of put her body in the back of the van. Not creepy at all.
That's not weird at all. I mean, what? Maelstrom does it all the time. By the way, Maelstrom is a gang in Night City that they overload their body with cybernetics. Like, they rip out their entire ocular cavity and put cameras in.
Full board, bro.
Yeah, they're full board.
Borgware stuff. They also worship a Night City tech demon. Yeah, it's that crazy.
His name's Wisp.
It was me.
Surgeon, you said you wanted to get a vantage point up there.
Yeah, so what I was thinking was, so on top of the roof, can I get down to be on the slant of the roof?
Yeah, sure.
Because what I'm thinking here is there are enough lights below me that it's actually probably going to be kind of hard to see Surgeon if he lays down.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people are distracted, so you feel pretty good about sliding into a spot that nobody would be able to see.
And he is going to very slowly pull out his large handgun and just kind of set it right underneath his duster right here, just being ready.
All right.
Okay, turn your back to Tim's character. That's great.
Hey, buddy, but be really careful, okay? I don't want you to fall.
Shut the fuck up.
All right.
Even in adventures Tim isn't in, I still can tell him to shut the fuck up. This is great.
Poor Timmy.
Poor Tim. So the concert continues, and
I was about to ask if I could make a perception roll.
Oh, no, good. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just, you know.
Surgeon just wanted to take a nap with a pistol on his lap.
I mean, who doesn't?
I'm making sure. 16. Not bad.
Okay. So do you feel like you have a pretty good grasp on the whole scene here? It seems pretty normal. The concert goes on. Nothing is suspicious, and eventually it comes up to the last song, which they play, "Burn It Down." People take out lighters. People take out phones. Stuff like that. And the guy in the back takes out his flare.
And every lighter I see, I just start taking them out.
pulls out a Molotov cocktail.
He takes the flare out and strikes it. Woo! Let's fucking go! And yeah, seems like he's just having a good time.
Norman in the area, he's keeping a close eye on this dude.
Yeah, same with the cameras. Just kind of looking through them all.
Three-minute song goes by. People are loving the finale show. And eventually the flare goes out. He drops it on the ground. Everyone litters. Some people are you know, go up and like meet the band and stuff like that. They're having a good time. Nothing happened. Eventually, while people are meeting, Sizzle Jams comes out. She's the band's promoter. And she comes out, and let me go ahead and show you her artwork. There she is.
Oh, what a lovely lady.
So she's got a very, very nice vest with fur around the collar and around the waist. Oh. and she's got like a data pad on her arm that she's constantly like tick, 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 tick. Earbuds that are connected directly into her head and stuff like that. She's all decked out with the nice corporate stuff. And she comes out and she's pissed. And she's like, you know, because now that the music's down, she's trying to make a scene with all of the crowd, you know, like talking to the band, talking to Digital Divas. And she goes over to the lead singer, Pat Rezin. And she's like, "What the fuck is your problem?" And they just start getting into it.
I take aim.
You just kill.
Yeah, as they start to argue, Hagel, from the back of the crowd, as they're kind of trickling out and mingling, he starts to try to weave his way through the crowd to the stage.
Yeah, they're getting just like completely into it, and the two other guys, Jose and Andre, the guitarist and the drummer, they're just like packing stuff up, and they're just like, Pat knows how to fight.
Yeah,
and so they're like getting into each other's faces and stuff like that. They even touched each other, but so go ahead and approach it however you'd like.
So I have a question. So since I'm currently in the net space, is there like a way I can do like a recording thing just to save everything and transfer it? Just for the hours, like that will be coming up. Like, not I'll need 24 hours, but like,
yeah, absolutely,
hours or something, just because nothing happened, but kind of having that documented. And also, she has. I mean, depending on how long this takes, you said she has like a Palm Pilot or a BlackBerry or whatever.
She's got she's got her agent in her arm.
Oh god, I forgot it was an agent. I just went the BlackBerry for some weird reason.
It's pretty much that. Yeah,
I was like, what is a Palm Pilot?
Yeah,
I said Palm Pilot as well. I'm like, wait, why did I go old like that?
Like, Jesus,
typewriter, telegraph.
she uses smoke signals.
Power glove.
It's so bad.
So I mean, she does have that. But if you wanted to try to like connect into that, you could try. But it is just like her agent. So you're not too sure what you could get, and it would be obvious to her since it's on her person.
Yeah. It's not like something you like someone could swipe it.
You can quickly read through it. But right now the bigger issue that you guys see unfolding is it looks like they might throw down.
Nitro will climb up onto the stage and go, ladies, come on, it was a good night, it was a good show, no need to get violent.
Sizzle Jams goes, you know what, you shut the hell up.
I
gave these three band members and that fucking nerd up there, she points to the firewall, it's just like, hey. and she goes, they had the perfect opportunity for publicity. It's a perfect opportunity. Some fucking gonk started lighting fires, and you're telling me you don't want publicity? Huh? People were talking about you all over town. Articles, videos, that people could not stop talking about you. You're a rising band. You want that. And then Pat Rezin is just like, no, we don't. We want to make music. We don't want to stir things up. We just want to make music. We just want to bring people together. And look at this. And there's, you know, the crowd behind her is just like, you know, coming down from the euphoria of being at a concert. Any of you can step in whenever you'd like.
I will say Surgeon drops down and moves.
So, like, if I can get that, like, recording or whatever, then Wisp, I think at this point he's just going to disengage and exit, which I don't think requires a roll if I can safely do it.
Okay.
Hagel's thinking about the mission. Does this seem like the person that they're supposed to be kind of looking out for? Because this is more someone that they seem to know, even if they're... I mean, they know them, obviously. Was that what we gathered from what they wanted us to look out for? Or should Hagel... I feel like Hagel is, if that's not the case, he wants to be looking out for what they were tasked.
So, yeah, so the mission was to find the firebug. And they knew if we start a concert, somebody in the crowd will inevitably be that person.
Mm-hmm. Can Surgeon... do we still have eyes and, like, cameras or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Surgeon realizes this whole crowd is walking away right now. And he's just going to get on the thing. Wisp, can you see the street? Does anything look weird in the street? Because all of the people are walking towards the street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I could do a perception check on that.
Somebody could have planted a bomb.
That's true. Yeah, let me do a perception. 18. Wow. Okay.
With a 18 perception, you're looking around and you see a bunch of litter. You see a bunch of beer cans that you're like, I didn't even know who brought a cooler.
It was pre-gaming.
Okay. It was pre-gaming and post-gaming.
I got really worried there for a second.
No, he's like, just typical trash. I don't see anything. And,
not going to lie, this dumpster was giving me massive, like, sus vibes.
There's a dumpster way up in an alleyway up
I was
north.
Like, there's a nuke in there, I know it.
It's got like red lighting on it. It's like, yep, that's a dangerous dumpster.
That's a dangerous dumpster.
I've seen plenty of dumpsters, and that one's dangerous.
That's the nuke that no one knows what set it off.
Alright, well, if everything's looking kind of normal, Hagel will kind of get up and up closer. What were the other two band members doing? Were they, like, getting agitated?
Jose and Andre, so they were loading up the trailer. So they're just loading up the trailer right now. So they're just putting stuff away, and they're letting Pat Resin, the front lady, they're letting her talk with the promoter, Sizzle James.
Question. Yeah, Hagel's just gonna listen a little bit longer.
Okay, question for you then. Fireball, he's just doing his own thing out there. Is there a way that I can interface with that without him knowing?
I mean, once he disconnects, you would be able to.
Oh, okay. So I can't suddenly just bit, like, sorry, stealth into the network as well from where I am.
I think that there are mechanics for, like, stealthing around and stuff like that. But I mean, if you get in, if you jump in, you would see him in there. So
punch him in the face.
I'll take him out.
Go in there, just punch him in the face and leave.
Hey.
My spleen. For some reason, I just had, like, this weird moment of, like, okay, I don't think he has anything to do with it, but at the same time, suspicious.
Wait, is it possible that Jake has made Timmy play the villain in this venture?
Take him out.
Impossible.
Oh, dude.
Take the shot.
Take the shot.
Everyone, take the shot. And, like, everyone pulls out a gun and just shoots Fireball.
Bam.
So the fighting continues, and it seems like at a certain point that Sizzle James is just like, so, do you want good publicity or not? Listen, I'll work for you, but you got to work with me, okay? And then Pat Resin is just like, don't lie and don't make us take back our words when we say something I think is good. It seems like they're kind of coming to an understanding at a certain point.
Some fights do. Okay, well, at this point, he's just going to have it so it downloads whatever, and he's going to safely jack out here.
Okay.
Because there's no conflict.
Yeah.
You do have to push the body off of the fridge as you push the lid up.
And he just looks at it. He's just like, God damn it. Well, I mean, like, from what the woman had on her, like, you said it was just, like, mangled cyberware and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, like, was there anything in particular that was weird? I mean, it would be downtime, but it's just like perception check because
Donnie
like,
noticed a spark in her eye.
Yeah. Happened. So
but I'm just like an overall view because I have cybertech as a skill, so that's why I'm.
Go ahead and roll cybertech.
17.
17 is really good. So you look at it and you can see that some of the cyberware that's in her head look like it caught on fire. Like it burned.
Oh,
faulty fire! Oh,
he was wow. She was the fire bug. We touched her.
Maybe, or maybe like, okay. So that probably would be it. But like, what if someone was purposely fucking up people's cyberware so they would just go into buildings and burn or something? You know, to set fires,
self-immolate. Yeah.
Self-immolate, and then that would create your starter.
So at this point, Sizzle Jams and Pat Resin seem pretty cool. And okay. Sizzle James is like, listen, I have a lot to do tonight. I have stuff with the in-laws. I'm just going to go. Okay. I'm just going to go. You do what you want. You tell me what you want, and I will work with you. Okay? Whatever. And she just walks off.
And Nitro, as she walks away, Nitro's like, party on, Corpo!
She's like, whatever. And she just leaves. and the well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 of you and the dog are all just kind of hanging out and talking about the concert and stuff like that. And Pat's just like, I mean, we didn't catch the guy, but, you know, I guess it worked out, right?
Hey, Wisp, do you check anything about that body?
Oh, it just seems like her internals fried. Like, I don't know exactly what happened. I would need to take a longer look at it, but it seems like her cyberware just fried immediately. Like if I was inspecting it, like would it be like hot enough that it looks like she was about to immolate sort of situation, like, you know, hot to the touch?
Not quite. It looks like just the cyberware fried, which immediately just killed her. Something happened and her cyberware fried, but she died from the truck, but something about her cyberware fried. Here's what happens, is you guys are just sort of shooting the shit and talking about the concert and all that kind of stuff. There's still people walking and milling about and everything. And what happens is that a guy coming from off the street walks over to the dumpster, and he looks drunk. And he sort of leans over, and you're like, is this guy taking a piss right now? Like, right next to the dumpster? And then you see that he has a can of Chew-2. Chew-2 is a very powerful ethanol. And then he has a lighter.
Well, there he is.
And he's just idly just...
I'm going to tackle the guy.
I would like you all to roll initiative.
Okay. Yep, that's what I thought.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
So, when you roll initiative, it is just your reflex. And so, if you go over and you hit... if you hit your reflex, REF, and then just hit confirm, then that will be your initiative score.
Oh, scream! Nice.
Wow, Haggle didn't get a natural 20 this time. I'm shocked.
Right.
I was wondering if there's something wrong with my foundry.
This time.
Oh, yeah. There's something wrong. I didn't roll another natural 20.
All right, so let me go ahead and add you guys to the initiative tracker.
Thaddeus is surgical with his awareness.
Mm-hmm. I saw that cannon. I knew it's time to do it.
Haggard, what'd you get?
It's what you've been waiting for. I got a 14.
14. Wisp.
14.
Whoa. Surgeon.
23.
Whoa. and Nitro.
17.
Alrighty. So the guy's going last. Amazing. Surgeon, it is your turn. You see this guy doing this and you're just like, fucking got him.
Here's the thing. Do I want to tackle him or do I want to shoot him? What do you guys think? Are we taking him alive?
So what is the, like... I
feel like we should take him alive just to make damn sure that he was the one that caused all the other ones too, or if he's working in a network, maybe. I don't know, my thought is questioning, but you could just kill him.
Yeah, Haggle's Haggle's for talking.
Okay.
Yeah, Haggle's.
All right. I will. I'll tackle him.
All right.
Is there a skill for that?
Yes. So, do you have the brawling skill?
I do.
Okay. So you can go ahead and roll brawling. So your move. So let me explain the sort of combat here. So initiative is pretty standard. You roll dex plus your d10, and then that puts you in the initiative. So your move is the number of squares you can move in a round. You can do that whenever. So if you want to move one, shoot twice, and then move another five, you can do that. You can separate your move points however you want throughout the round. You can use you can double move and then not take a single action, too. So double move, yeah. That's pretty standard.
I don't think I'm going to have a problem with movement here.
No.
Yeah, you're close.
But yeah, so you can move up to... What's your full move?
Is that stat?
Yeah, it's a stat. So it's going to be one of your main stats. So it should be...
six.
Six, okay. So yeah, third from the bottom. So move of six. So you can move a total of six squares. I think you only need three to get to the guy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you move three over to get to him, and then go ahead and roll brawling to try to grab him. And then
I'm pretty good at brawling.
You are pretty good at brawling, so so go ahead and roll, and then what he's going to do is that he's going to try to use evasion to try to dodge.
So you another preem.
Oh my god.
Nice.
My
I knocked my headphones out, sorry.
Oh my god.
Okay, man. So let's see if he... can beat a 24, is that what that is?
Yep, 24.
A 17, so even with his very, very good evasion skill, he does not do it.
So Surgeon literally runs up to this guy, hits him in like the lower belly with his shoulder, uh-huh. He double legs the guy, picks him up, and just smashes him into the ground.
Good shit.
Yeah, Ray Lewis.
Good shit.
Okay. Oh,
if I was Ray Lewis, that would be... I would have had to roll two 10s and maybe like another 8.
Okay, so that is that. Nitro, it is your turn.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you let me use my brawling skill to throw the full 40 of malt liquor that I have in my hand at this guy and try to hit him in the head?
It wouldn't be brawling. There is a...
Is there a thrown weapon skill? I don't see it.
Where'd you get a full 40? You've been at this company the whole time.
Fine, empty bottle of 40.
What type of 40?
I drank it on the ride over here.
I drank it on the... Well, no, I filled it
up with black powder.
I'd be disappointed in you if it was a full 40.
Yeah, it was not full. He went back to the van after the concert was over to get a refill.
What is this, a Mad Dog or Steel Reserve? What you got over there?
Steel Reserve for sure. Milwaukee's best.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think archery and thrown are the same thing. So go ahead and roll archery to try to throw it at him.
Jeez, archery.
Do you have archery?
I don't have any archery. 12.
Not the worst, to be honest.
The worst.
No,
yeah.
No. That's yeah. So let me go ahead and look at his. He's not wearing any armor. I don't think. Hold on.
He's tackled.
I was going to say, yeah, he is tackled and stuff, so let me go ahead and do... And he tried to evade, actually. So a 12, and let me make sure... You were very, very close, actually. So here's the thing. So when you go to try to hit something, you don't need to... you don't need to beat their armor class, per se. You just need to beat distance. So everything is based off of distance. So the only exception to this is for like hand-to-hand combat, because there is evasion tied into that. But when it comes to guns and weapons and or like range weapons and stuff, you just need to beat a distance. So that is a very, very easy DV. I don't have it, but you could easily beat that with a 12, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just go ahead and roll me a D6, and then we'll see what kind of damage you do.
Yeah, he makes eyes as he does this at the band leader. What was her name again? I'm trying to remember.
Pat Resin.
At Pat. He makes eyes at Pat and then throws it and hits him in the head with it.
Okay.
Well, what am I rolling for damage?
Just roll a single D6.
Single D6, okay.
Imagine you, like, smashed it on your forehead for it first, and it's like a... You'd like frisbee and you're like frisbee in this thing like a ninja star.
I just realized there's no digital roll. Can I slash D D6 or, you know, I got a D6
here. Okay, okay.
Four.
So with his armor jack, his armor he has on, it seems to just skimp right off of his jacket.
I thought you said he wasn't wearing armor.
Yeah, I thought you said.
No. The character sheet did not have it, but it's in the character sheet. I just didn't equip it. That's all. But yeah. So you do hit him, but it does not seem to do anything to him.
And wouldn't it ablate his armor a little bit or no?
No, unfortunately not.
No.
Wow. So I will definitely get into ablating armor when that comes up. All right. Do you want to move on your turn, Nitro?
Yeah, he'll move. He'll move to keep him from running away. So okay. He'll move over here.
Hegel, your turn.
All right. So Hegel, he just like steps up to Pat and the producer lady. The promoter. And he's like, you two need to get to safety. And he just tries to usher them like away from the action.
Okay. Yeah, so they're like, holy shit, it's him. And they start going to where you're leading them.
Hegel's just like, let the boys cook.
Yeah. Exactly. And he whistles for Milo because he knows Milo's over there too.
Yep.
So he gets on the comms. He's like, does a whistle. And I can't whistle because I suck. And like, Milo, get back over to Wisp.
Milo goes running. all right. Is that all you're doing?
He has his crowbar.
I'm gonna beat the shit out of this guy. Why not?
He'll keep his crowbar. He'll keep his pistol holstered. He's got his crowbar.
Okay.
He knows the young men are going for it.
All right. Wisp, it is your turn.
Well, since he can't really do anything in net space, he's going to move his full movement.
Okay.
Which is 6. 1, 2, 3. Nice. Yeah, because the only weapons he has a gun, and I gave him a, what is it called? A stun baton.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was trying to get that. Oh, there it is. Stun baton, but he's all the way over here, so he'll have to take 2 move actions to,
You can get Pat. You can stun her real quick.
Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to do that?
Get her!
She's the enemy!
Okay, so... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So close. Yeah, he's just going to have it out.
All right. As well. All right, so you take that out and go running behind the dumpsters. I'm assuming you're trying to get to flanking.
Yeah, actually, I have one more. Boop. There you go.
Okay. All right. After Wisp, it comes to the firebug. So the firebug was thrown to the ground by you, Surgeon.
Grappled even?
Yeah. So he is going to... He's going to take out a light melee weapon. So he's going to take out a hammer.
Oh my god, I'm terrified.
What are they called? Like the steel forging hammers.
Like a ball peen hammer.
Almost. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So he takes that out. So he is going to try to swing that at you. Yeah. So what this is going to do is, so he's got it's rate of fire 2, which means he can swing twice with this. So he's going to swing once. What you can do is you can try to roll evasion and beat his roll. Okay.
I will do that. Okay. I'm trying to find that on my.
So if you go under skills, it'll be under fighting skills. So he's going to roll. So he's going to roll for the first roll here. He rolled a 14.
I also rolled a 14.
Okay. So I think.
He probably wins.
Then. I think attacker wins, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's go ahead and roll some damage here. There's going to be four damage. So You're wearing armor, I assume?
I am.
Okay, so when it comes to melee attacks, your body or your armor ablation, so let's say you have 10, when it comes to melee, your armor ablation is cut in half for melee attacks. All
right.
So if you have 10, then it's 5. So does 4 beat half of your armor ablation?
No.
Okay. All right, so he feebly hits you in the chest and it does nothing. So next one, you can only evade once per turn, by the way.
Fair enough.
So second attack here, that is a 20 total on the second one.
Do we have ACs or do they just automatically hit?
No, your armor class would be your evasion. So since you evaded the first one, then he gets a second swing on the.
So it would just be base evasion.
He just needs to try to swing and hit you here.
Then that hits.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so he definitely hits. So let's go ahead and try to roll damage again. 3 pitiful damage. It's only 1d6, so you know.
Hmm. No, he can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he would have to roll a 6.
Yeah. All right. So, in which case, so he tries swinging at you, just as you got him in a headlock or whatever. Surgeon,
I'm on top mount.
Yep. Surgeon, it is your turn.
I'm going to make. Hold on. Where is it? Intimidation.
It's like pretty scary to be wailing on a guy with a hammer. And him not even.
I'm just trying to figure out right. Social skills.
Do battle cry.
Oh boy.
All right, so if you wanted to try to,
I'll do a persuasion.
Yeah.
But here's some flavor.
Okay.
I will just casually put because I'm on top of him.
Mm-hmm.
I will put my hand on his collarbone, pushing him down, and I will pull out my handgun and I will put the barrel directly on his forehead, and say. Mm-hmm. I think you should calm down, buddy.
Dang.
Oh, it's only a 13. That sucks.
Yeah, he does not seem too affected. He takes a hammer and he bats your shotgun out of the way.
Handgun. I couldn't hold him down.
Oh, handgun. Yeah, yep.
All right, he wants me to hurt him. So.
All right, yep.
Would I have another action to swing once?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Can I use my handgun as an improvised weapon?
Yes, I would say that would be that would be melee weapon actually.
Melee weapon.
Yep,
that's actually the same for me.
Yeah, I figured.
So just bringing the I'm pistol whipping his ass.
Yep.
14.
All right. Let's see if he evades against this. That was the craziest evasion roll I've ever seen. That was a 33.
Damn!
Oh damn, yeah. You really want to avoid
that, he's wriggling.
So that was a preem, so it was a 10 plus a 9 from the preem, and then his like regular evasion.
I mean, I'm mildly impressed, but this guy's still fucked. I decided to actually hurt him.
Yes, yeah.
Alright, well, I guess that's my turn.
Okay. Nitro, it's your turn.
Nitro's watching this struggle go on, and he's just like, you know what? Fuck this. And he just, from under his duster, that his leather duster, he pulls a full rifle out of his duster and points it at this guy's leg and just puts a bullet in it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to roll a shoulder arms to put a bullet in this guy's leg.
Alrighty.
Yes.
23.
Ha! That'll definitely do it. Go ahead and roll some damage.
Let me see here. Where's the damage roll? How do I roll damage?
That's what I get for trying to be nice.
Oh, wait. How do I roll damage on?
Here it is. So yeah. if you're looking at the weapon in that by the
yeah 22.
Ha! Ha! Okay. So here's what happened. So if you roll 2 6s,
oh boy,
in any damage pool. That is a critical hit.
Yep.
Which means you automatically add 5. I now need to roll a critical damage injury.
Hmm. So you might have just killed this guy.
So you said you're going for his body?
I was going for his legs. I don't want to kill the guy.
Well, there's either body or head.
Right in his femoral artery.
Yeah, body for sure.
Body, okay.
Let's just
shoot him in his leg. Oh, no.
A spinal injury.
Oh, wow.
He just tries to gut shoot him and shoots right through to his
poor man.
So here's what happens. So with a spinal injury, mechanically, for one, his death saves. So if he needs to start making death saves, it's a plus one to the difficulty check. Okay. But on his next turn, no actions, move only.
Oh God!
Yeah, he just shoots. He just puts one round in his chest or his lower abdomen, and just goes, "You ready to talk now?"
I feel like that bullet went right through Thaddeus, like right next to his balls.
He's just, oh my God!
Yeah,
he's like, Jesus Christ, man!
You're just covered in blood and spine bits.
Am I playing my 19th humanity well?
Yes. So here's what happens after that. As you lodge this into him, he doesn't really seem to react to it. And
oh, no.
His body turns unnaturally, and he looks up at you, and his body... And you hear his neck crack, and all of a sudden his head starts to shake, and you see smoke come out as a cybernetic implant in his brain fries.
Shit.
And he drops to the floor, dead.
Fuck.
Nitro just goes, oh, for fuck's sake.
I'll see you guys next time.
Oh, my God.
I love this game.
Yes.
And this trues the fear of get cybernetic implants in your head. You can just get short-circuited and dead. Oh, God.
What was that in Mission Impossible? I think it's in 3 or 4.
Oh, I don't...
Where that happens. And they do it so well where, like, the eyes just go... And it's like, oh, God.
Listen, I was thinking of Kingsman, so...
Oh, yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I haven't seen either of these movies.
Oh.
Well, you have time before we play next month. Mm. So thank you, everyone, for watching. This has been so much fun. I'm so excited for the storyline. Yeah. It's going to be so exciting. If you're watching this on Twitch, make sure to give us a follow. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe. If you're listening to our audio show on Spotify, please give us a follow on Spotify or whatever platform. And we hope to see you next time. Bye-bye. Yeah.